The National Security Agency says its industrial base is not quite able to keep up with the agency's need for innovation and new technology. It wants to add more companies without a lot of red tape and ensure its vendors are able to attract talented people. The NSA has set up a special acquisition unit to help remove contracting barriers to innovation. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
The Defense Department relies on the industrial base as a bed for innovation. But when the industrial base is in trouble, DoD begins to worry about the fate of emerging technologies and talents. National Security Agency Senior Executive Officer Jennifer Wallsmith, speaking at an NDIA event in Arlington, Virginia, says these are tough times for the industrial base.
One of the things in my job responsibility is a healthy industrial base. I tell you, NSA's industrial base right now is struggling. We are struggling to keep up. We have more people leaving right now in our industrial base to the commercial market, and we have not opened up enough of the entry positions or attracting the talent in the way we have in years gone past. So we have an issue.
NSA is sniffing out a new tactic to engage with industry and inject new life into its industrial base. It wants to employ something called Skunkworks. It may sound confusing, but it's pretty black and white. Skunkworks is a fancy name for a rapid innovation office, and NSA wants to set one of these up for acquisition. Here's Wallsmith again.
Who would have thought Skunkworks and contracting? So it's not for Skunkworks technologies, but it's rather for Skunkworks just thinking about how are we doing acquisition? How can we get them to more timely? How can we get our criteria to match the top line of what we say? We want innovation, but I absolutely agree with the panelists. When you get down to the criteria, you're not seeing it. You're not seeing it in a way that is telling our industrial base, hey, we really want that in the solicitations.
The new office is part of a reorganization in the agency called NSA 21. NSA is hoping with the reorganization that it can partner more closely with industry. NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers said in December that NSA needs to harness innovation from industry more often than it does now. He said current interactions with industry and NSA are mostly to augment the workforce where the agency needs additional capacity or support. Since then, NSA has actually reached out to businesses. It posted its first public but cryptic advertisement in the Federal Business Opportunities website back in December. The solicitation asks for, quote, innovative technologies in a number of key areas of interest. But NSA is part of a larger trend within DoD, and that trend is experimentation. NSA is trying to adopt a policy that encourages failures to increase speed, innovation, and industry engagement. Here's Wallsmith with an example.
But the area that I probably take the most risk, and that's in our cryptanalytic portion of the architecture. Most people would say, ooh, that's a very unique, highly specialized segment of the architecture. How could you be taking and allowing the most innovation there? And it's because the only way we can keep up with encryption is to truly be on the leading edge of innovation. And so it's very interesting that we have a more risk-tolerant set of oversight that are willing to take that on in the cryptanalytic portion. So again, it's both cultural. Even within NSA, I've got multiple cultures that we're dealing with.
Those risks are helpful when NSA is trying to work with technology that evolves and upgrades quickly, when the traditional acquisition process is just too slow. Members of Congress and those within DoD have been pushing for this experimentation and prototyping approach. Here's House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry back in January.
Our team is looking at what we can do to encourage more experimentation and technology development, kind of over on this side, if you will. And then before we buy 10,000 of them, make sure that it really works. And you don't just pass a law and say, okay, now you go experiment. But we had a hearing last week with each of the acquisition executives from the services where this came up. And there were some ideas talked about there for some ways to facilitate experimentation even when it wasn't already tied to a specific program of record.
Thornberry says a culture shift is needed in DoD to expect failure before making something a program of record and sinking a bunch of money into it. The experimentation process breeds innovation, he says. Cost Assessment and Program Evaluation Director Jamie Morin agrees. He said this week that DoD needs to take risks to maintain its deterrent posture for the long run. In order to do that, DoD needs a portfolio approach where you don't expect every program to come to fruition. That experimentation can also help the industrial base too. Katrina McFarlane, who dual hats as the Secretary of Defense for Acquisition and the Acting Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, says experimentation helps develop the industrial base. McFarlane says she's worried about the industrial base capability for DoD as a whole. Here she is at the NDIA event.
Capability translates into people and experience, and where is that opportunity for them to get that experience? And that's why we're bringing experimentation and prototyping to the table. Because in periods of decline, the only way engineers can learn is through doing. And so I can't just focus on programs of record. I have to bring prototyping and this experimentation to the table so that I can keep abreast with the technology and learn at the same time. Although that doesn't address if I have a great deal of concern over an industrial base, what it tells you is I do have concern, and I'm using some tools to fix it as I understand it better.
Other efforts by NSA include innovating with the acquisition workforce. Wallsmith says NSA is working closely with DoD and the Director of National Intelligence on what authorities and waivers can be given to NSA to speed up their acquisition process. Wallsmith says she's trying to do that without turning the process into the Wild West. Wallsmith finished her remarks by saying NSA is successful today, but it's not set up for the future. It needs to pick up the pace to contend with its threats, budget, and people. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.